brings us to our tradition to study the holy book of the Tehillim. Now, this project was initiated by our good friend Dr. Rafi Meddeb, and he is championing this project to go through the book of Tehillim in memory of his mother, the Tzadeket, Mrs. Lily Meddeb, Leah Lily, Bad Virginia, Aleha Shalom, Ruach Hashem Tenihena B'Gan Eden, Amen. Today's class has a special dedication by a very special girl, Miss Linda Moseri, may she live and be well, makes this dedication in memory of her grandfather, Mr. Nathan Cohen, Nisim Ben Zakiya, Alav Shalom. The Manoah, Mr. Cohen, was a very, very special man, a very humble man, a very wise man, raised a wonderful family, and without a doubt is benefiting from all the mitzvot that he did and are being done in his memory by his children, especially his granddaughter Linda Moseri, may she live and be well, that had a special relationship with the grandfather, was very close and still has that closeness, and she goes out of her way to do things in his memory. Today's class, every word, Be'ezat Hashem, will elevate the soul of Nisim Ben Zakiya, Ruach Adonai Tenihenu B'Gan Eden, Amen. So, where does that bring us to, Rabbotai? That brings us to Tehillim chapter 4. Now, already we explained to you in previous shiurim the way we're going to learn the chapters. We're not going to give you a literal interpretation, although I do believe it's important to know the words, but you can do that on your own. Now, you can go get a, they have good books today that give you literal interpretations, and you'll be able to understand exactly every single word, what it means. There's value to that, but I don't think that that's the purpose of these shiurim. Here, we try to take each chapter and find a theme, an idea, one idea, and then try to bring that point home, so at least when we hear Tehillim chapter Dalet, we know, oh, that's the chapter that talks about this item. At least we have one central theme for each chapter. I think it's easier for us to get our hands around the chapter instead of going all over the place and saying that it's short, but to keep it, to keep it centralized and focused. So I'll tell you, I don't have a book that gives me the theme. So that's the challenge over here. I don't have a book that says, okay, the theme of chapter 4 is this, therefore speak about this. What I spend a lot of the time is trying to figure out what's the essence of the chapter. Well, here I noticed the first word of the chapter, which is really the first time that this word finds itself in the book of Tehillim. And that is Lamnaseyah. Oh, Lamnaseyah Minginot Mizmor Le David. So since it's the first time the word Lamnaseyah was written, so the Mefarshim now have to come and explain it to us. What is this word? I'm reading the English, Rabotai. I'm not embarrassed to read the English. For the conductor. Menatzeya is a conductor. What's a conductor? Not of a train, but a conductor of a choir or of an orchestra. David HaMelech, a lot of these chapters that he wrote, he delivered them to the Levi'im in the Beit HaMikdash. Words, lyrics, and music. And it would give it to the conductor, and then they would sing these songs in the Beit HaMikdash. So that would be then the interpretation, Lamnaseyah, for the conductor. Meaning that this was given over to the conductor in the Beit HaMikdash in order to play. Actually, I'll read you from the English here. This familiar introduction to many psalms appears here for the first time. The Radak explains that the Menaseah was the Levi who directed the temple orchestra. Songs accompanied the offerings. The singers and musicians were directed by the conductor. To this man only, David handed over his compositions. So there you go. So again, he didn't give it over to the musician or the singer. The score was given to the conductor. Fine. But Abotai, I also know that the root word of Lamnaseyah is Lenatseyah. Lenatseyah means to triumph, to be victorious, to win. So I understand that this chapter over here has to do with winning, beating an enemy. Well, by the way, Rashi gives a different interpretation of Lamnaseyah. He learns it like I learned it now, triumphing. But who's triumphing? So he says, and I quote, Shiyumruhu b'nei Levi. This song should be sung by the b'nei Levi, the children of Levi. Ha-minnatzchim b'neginot tashir al-adukhan. So they conduct the music. But then he says, Lashon nitzuach nofel b'mitchazkim ba'avodah. Oh, so the Levi'im are called minnatzchim because they always triumph, they make a triumph against their yetzer hara. They're working on perfecting themselves. So therefore, Levi'im are called minnatzchim. They're working on themselves. And to work on oneself to reach perfection, it's a struggle. You have to fight yourself. You have to fight your nature. You have to fight your tendencies. You have to fight your leanings. You have to fight your desires. So the perfected one is called the minnatzeyah. And since this song was given to the Levi, like we just learned, Levi'im are called lamnatzeyah. To the minnatzeyah, to the one that triumphs, is triumphant on himself. By the way, one of the English, Rashi maintains that every Levite performer was worthy of this title, not only the conductor. For a minatzeyah masters himself to strive for perfection. This exertion to do God's will was a hallmark of the entire Levi tribe. Very good. But I want to bring you now what the Gaon of Vilna said. He also learns Lamnaseyah is Milashon Lenatseyah, to be triumphant. But he says, and I quote, the Vilna Gaon agrees that Nitzuach of song relates to triumph, but he says that it's because song has the capacity to vanquish the evil inclination. Oh! Song has the ability to vanquish the evil inclination. Now, I guess not every song. It has to be Jewish songs. And I guess not every Jewish song does that either. Today, lo aleinu, you go to some of these parties and you hear the songs. You don't know if it's, you don't know if it's a Jewish song or not. They've taken the Goyim songs and just, added Jewish words to it. I don't know. I guess that's the way you'd know if a song is really kosher or not. If after you're listening to the song, you feel that your yetzer hara has been diminished, then you say, oh, that's a kosher song. But if you feel that, not only has your yetzer hara not been diminished, but it might have grown or gained a few pounds after the song, so then you probably know that that Jewish song is really not so Jewish. The interesting Gaon of Vilna, that through song, you're able to Minatzeyah, you're able to overcome the yetzer hara. That already, Rabotai, put me on the derech, that the main theme of this chapter is that David HaMelech is going to tell us how to become triumphant over the yetzer hara, which therefore I put this chapter as one of the most important perakim in the entire perik of Tehillim. Because at the end of the day, what's our purpose in this world? We were put in this world, obviously, where we have free will, and our job is to overcome the temptations of the yetzer hara. And if we are successful, then we're able to get to Olam Haba and reap the reward of our efforts. So we need to know strategy. Person goes out to war, person has to know the strategy, the art of war. We have an enemy over here called the yetzer hara. The enemy, well, his purpose is to seduce us, in order to bring us away from the Torah and the mitzvot, in order to ultimately destroy us eternally. It's interesting to note that the word for eternity is also netzach. And that is the triumph, that is the victory that we're trying to gain over the yetzer hara. It's a nitzuach regarding Netzach, regarding our Nitzchiyut. If we win, the Menatzeach gets Nitzchiyut. If we lose, God forbid, then the Chas v'Shalom, the consequence is also eternal. So we have to see where in this chapter, the chapter of Lamnaseach, where is David HaMelech giving us the way to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Incidentally, I will tell you the Mitzudat Zion over here also learns Lamnaseach as being victorious. He says, because when you're in a choir, each member of the choir tries to outdo the next guy with his voice. Each one sings louder and makes different swirls and, you know, different type of moves in the music in order to outdo the next guy. So he says, Ba'alei Ashir Yikare'um Menatzchim. Why? Ki Darkam Lenatzeach Zeh Et Zeh Baharamat Kol.